Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. This is an interesting week because of the 3-day weekend. You know, Labor Day weekend, always an exciting time. It's kind of barbecue and, pool, kind of, you know, finishing off summer, one last big hurrah before summer. It's kind of changed over some time because the, school used to start after Labor Day, right? So Labor Day weekend was kind of where I live, school starts well before. So I guess my kids started school August 10th, and then another kid started school August 24th. So it kind of is a little odd because they go back to school and then they get a 3-day weekend. Now, mind you, if you had a 3-day weekend after a whole summer off, maybe that's what's happening. Maybe people are like, well, it's not, you know, you're not really feeling the effect of it. But I guess we have a suggestion by one group saying a 3-day weekend should be the norm. And that if we all have 4-day work weeks, our employees would do a heck of a lot better. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how, unfortunately, a brain-eating amoeba has taken another one of our children. A 14-year-old star athlete, unfortunately, has died from a brain-eating amoeba. We're going to talk about that. We have a positive story on fish oil saying that it can help curb obesity. So we will talk about that. Alcohol sales have very interestingly gone higher after marijuana legalization in Colorado. So people thought that the alcohol industry would start losing money because people would choose pot instead, and that's not the case. We'll talk about what's going on with that. I did not watch the VMA Awards or the MTV Awards, but I guess Kanye West says that he is going to run for president in 2020. I think what we're seeing is whoever wants to run for president and go into politics gets the media attention. And so now everybody's talking about Kanye West, and I'm wondering if running for president is turning into one of the biggest jokes out there and people are not really taking it seriously. The whole purpose of running for public option is to do something for our country. And it seems like our politicians are fighting to get airtime, which it unfortunately is a vicious cycle because they need airtime and media time to rise in the polls. Okay? A big issue that's been going on right now is apparently, I guess, the CNN debate is going to be the next debate. And the way they are deciding who is on the stage is based on previous polls. Well, Carly Fiorina has done better in polls and may not make the cut because CNN is basing it on an older poll. And Carly Fiorina made some huge headway because she was in the second tier debate and got to stand out. I've learned very, very early on that sometimes being the bigger fish in the smaller sea is exactly what you need than getting to be in the big sea and not being able to stand out. So it's a fight for media attention, and Donald Trump has been able to dominate the media. And whether he's going to make a good president or not, he may win the Republican nomination because he's the one that the cameras are focusing on. So what makes a good presidential candidate now? Is it their experience? Is it what they can add to the executive branch that'll make our country whole, make our country rich, make our country safe? Or is it the winner, the one that knows exactly what sound bites to say and how to get on TV? Scary stuff, but we'll talk about that as well. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so while my computer is waking up, I hope you guys had the last few, you know, days. I was very, very constipated, and I was kind of uncomfortable for most of the weekend, but not as uncomfortable as this man. There was a man who has suffered from constipation for 10 years and has 11 pounds of stool removed in surgery. 27-year-old man was suffering from severe constipation for 10 years, underwent surgery at Second People's Hospital in Chengdu, China, after complaining of stomach pain, according to the Central European News. While he had been admitted for the same pain previously, doctors have been unable to diagnose the cause. A series of x-rays revealed that the patient's heart had shifted to the right because his colon had swelled up to twice the normal size. Doctors diagnosed him with congenital megacolon, which can cause paralysis of the movements of the bowel and could unfortunately lead to tumors. Surgeons removed an 11-pound stool that had lodged itself in the colon and caused severe pain. He is currently in recovery. Now, some of you guys are like, oh, my gosh, that could be me. You know, I suffer from, you know, constipation. I think my colon is mega. Well, I think I have a mega colon, too. I'm the type of person that needs two colonoscopy scopes up in there because I don't know what the heck is wrong with my colon. But, constipation is nothing to mess with. So after the break, we're going to talk about some causes of constipation, how to relieve constipation, all right, and why, some of you guys are doing things that you may not realize it could be preventing you from having decent poops. And, if your colon's not happy, you're not happy. You know, happy wife means happy life. You know, happy colon means happy life, too. I don't know if it's a saying, though. All right. And then I wrote a piece for Epic Times on naps. Apparently, taking a nap every day can actually keep the heart attack away, right? A nap a day keeps it out your way. A nap a day keeps the heart attack away. So why does a nap work, and how much of a nap? I got to take a 3-hour nap yesterday. It was so good, one of the best days ever. But unfortunately, a lot of us don't have time to take a nap. Not to mention, I don't think our bosses will let us take a nap at work. So don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so most of us at one point in our time suffer from constipation. And, you know, we talk about diarrhea a lot on the show. And we talk about hemorrhoids, and we talk about rectal itch, we talked about rectal rashes, we basically talk about everything on the show, but we don't talk a lot about constipation and how to relieve some of it, okay? One of the reasons why I am been doing overall pretty good is because I found okay, this is going to sound stupid. Okay, I do my coconut oil, okay, but I also found a frosted mini wheat chocolate flavored box at Walmart, and it has fiber and it's great. And so I'm a pretty, pretty happy girl. It just, you know, over the weekend we had a wedding to go to and all the other stuff, so I didn't really get my fibrin. Okay, so constipation. What is the definition of constipation? Some of you are like, you know what, man, I haven't pooped in 3 hours. I'm constipated. No. True diagnosis of constipation is fewer than 3 stools a week. And severe constipation is less than 1 stool a week. So if you're not pooping every day, and it's maybe only every couple days, that's constipation. But severe is where you're only pooping once a week. Okay, you guys are going to be quizzed on this later. This is going to be on the final. So what are some of the symptoms of constipation? All right, well, you know, you got pain. You got, you're uncomfortable. You're bloating. Unfortunately, you could sometimes bleed because you have to strain a lot to poop. And, you know, I bring up the psychological aspect of it because sometimes I don't realize I'm constipated, but I'm very grumpy and I'm in a bad mood. I'm like, it's because I didn't poop. So being pooped, or you just have a lot of gas. You know, I remember when I was younger, my mom would always tell my brother, you gotta go, you know, poop. And my brother would go, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Mom, how did you know? She's like, because he's tooting. I'm like, oh, man, but he always toots. All right. So, you know, I thought my mom was like, you know, the know-it-all. Okay, so, all right, what's going on with the colon? Okay, so, you're right, you have a lot of different issues that could cause constipation. All right, it could be medication. It could be stress. It could be that you aren't drinking enough fluid. Remember what I told you guys you need to in order to make poop and make stool. You need a colon that's moving, a bowel that's moving, some peristalsis, some mass movements. You need movement. And you also need the ability to absorb water. Food gets chewed up in your mouth, starts to digest. Actually, food starts to digest before it hits your mouth with your knife and fork or your spoon, right? You know, because you take a piece. Then you put it in your mouth. The saliva starts to immediately start the digestive process, and then comes your teeth. I know some of you guys like to play Trivial Pursuit and go, yeah, the first part of digestion is chewing. No, it's not. Okay, it's slicing it with the little butter knife or whatever. All right, so then you chew it up, and then you take the tongue and you swallow it, right? And then it goes into your esophagus. We hope it doesn't go into your lungs. Okay, you got a couple openings down there. You got the epiglottis making sure that the food doesn't go into your lungs. Sometimes when you guys are talking too much and you're breathing, you know, while you eat and you're laughing and giggling, the food could go into the lungs. Pretty scary stuff. But then it goes into the esophagus. And then you have some movement, some smooth muscle movement, peristalsis, that goes down the esophagus. And then it ends up in the stomach. The stomach has acid. Okay, and it starts to prepare the food and break it down even more to make it as small as possible with the acid and the churning until it gets to the small intestine. The small intestine's job is to absorb the nutrients. So it goes down the small intestine, right, and it mixes with some enzymes from the pancreas and some bile that your liver made and stored in the gallbladder, shoots that out into the intestine. So now you have all these enzymes to help break it up some more and then allow absorption along the brush border. So you have brush border along the intestine, and then the intestine's like, okay, I'm done with this. Now let's get into the colon. Okay, but it's not ready for poop yet because it's all kind of liquidy and mushy, etc. And people can't just run around always weeping, right, from their tush. Okay, evolutionary wise, animals would not go to another animal that had bad bowels because they thought that the animal would be sick. A sign of sickness is a sign of bad bowel health, which is why a lot of animals sniff each other's butts, because that's how they could tell if their mate or their colleague is healthy or not. We don't do that. We just kind of, you know, take their word for it and ask, you know, our, you know, manager, you know, is Bob doing okay? Because we just don't sniff people's butts. But unfortunately, rectal odor does give signs of health. Just, you know, thank God modern medicine doesn't force us to have to identify in terms of that. We could just order, you know, multiple $100s worth of blood tests. All right, so now the colon gets all this liquid mush, and it's got to make some stool. But it also needs water. The colon is like, now, wait a second. The body not only needs, you know, vitamins and cholesterol and all the other good stuff. I need water. So the colon absorbs water from the food. And so you get the churning and the churning, and then when you mix all a bunch of colors together, it ends up making brown, and that's how your stool is brown. Then you got bacteria in there. Bacteria does what it has to do, etc. Some of you guys are chronically constipated. And when you come in for constipation, I definitely like to check a thyroid because low thyroid could, you know, cause constipation. But the second thing I look immediately at are your medications. If you're taking Percocet or oxycodone or Dilaudid or any sort of narcotic, I am going to, you know, go, wait a second here. This could be slowing down your bowel. So narcotic medications can do it. Some of the antidepressants you guys are on, like Elavil or Tofranil, those could do it. And by the way, MedicineNet has a great dissertation on this. Some of you guys are on seizure medication, like Dilantin, Tegretol. Those could do it. Iron supplements. You're told you're anemic. You're given iron, and then you're going to get constipated. And then some of your blood pressure medicine could constipate you. A lot of you guys don't realize that your cortisone, your calcium channel blockers, your Procardia, those can also cause constipation. And then a lot of you guys are popping antacids. Well, your aluminum hydroxide type of antacids could also cause constipation. And even anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs, may cause constipation. Now, they may, you know, some of these medicines that you're taking may not be constipation direct, but if your bowel doesn't digest them well, you know, some people say my diabetic medication causes constipation. Diabetic medication really shouldn't, but if you're having trouble digesting it, then yes, then, you know, your body will kind of freeze up a little bit and you won't. So we always recommend fiber, a lot of fiber, because it helps your stool become soft. All right? So, if you don't have a lot of fiber in your diet, not a lot of vegetables, whole grains, nuts, fruits, etc., that could be an issue. Of course, laxatives are our go-to, all right? You have a couple different types of possibilities. You have a stool softener, and you have laxatives. Stool softeners are supposed to soften the stool because, you know, your bowels may be moving nice, but if you got thick, hard stool, it's going to have trouble going down. Or your stool is soft, but you don't have the motility. So stimulant laxatives seem to do well. Unfortunately, you can't do it all the time because it could damage the colon, right? Some of you guys with hormone disorders, high progesterone levels, estrogen, low thyroid, that could cause issues. Your progesterone is very high when you're pregnant, so unfortunately that could cause you to be a lot bloated and toot a lot. Pregnant women have a lot of gas. It's because of the progesterone. And also, again, back to, you know, evolutionary animal kingdom type stuff, if a woman is passing gas a lot, she doesn't attract mates. And a pregnant woman should not be attracting another mate, right? Because she needs to keep the mate she has. And so that's another reason. So us pregnant women, we really look very homely, and we stink a lot. No, we don't. All right, central nervous system disorders. You can have multiple sclerosis. You can have Parkinson's disease. When you have nerve injuries, it can unfortunately affect the bowel. Some of us have colonic inertia, all right, where the nerves or the muscles in the colon just do not work right. It's called inertia. And a lot of times you can acquire this by chronic stimulant laxatives. I always tell people, if you're going to continually treat yourself with laxatives, after about the third dose, I want you to check in with your gastroenterologist. Okay? Don't be waiting a month. Okay? Pelvic floor dysfunction could be another issue. Some of us get an episiotomy. Sometimes we get a major tear when we give birth, and then unfortunately, that could cause issues with stool. Sometimes it can hurt. Sometimes you are so afraid of bleeding or so afraid of having hemorrhoids that you don't want to poop. Well, then that makes it worse. All right? So you want to go to your doctor. They're going to make sure that your thyroid's good and your hormones are good. Sometimes they'll do an enema. That's kind of a quick synopsis on stool. All right, three-day weekends. Should we all have three-day weekends? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of talk over why aren't we getting three-day weekends all the time. Everybody is excited about the three-day weekend coming up. I think in Europe, they're taking Labor Day also, but I don't think they call it Labor Day. I think they call it August Bank Holiday. All right? I don't know if it falls on the same days or not, but I could understand how if America is closed down on Monday, then I'm sure everybody else wants to be closed down as well, because, you know, American markets are closed, etc. And we'll talk more about Labor Day weekend and all that later. But I like this discussion of how, you know, why aren't we just having a three-day weekend all the time? I'm against it, by the way. I'm against it. I don't think that's a good idea. But a lot of people are like, well, you know, everybody's happy. You get 3 days. You get to spend it with the family. Isn't that what, you know, counts in terms of life? They're right. They're right about that. But this is what I notice, okay? You know, we're talking about, you know, increasing productivity, increasing work ethic, making sure people are happy, and you know, whatever. It's a 3-day weekend coming up, and you have a short week. All right, you're in a good mood, and when you come back from a short week, you're like, oh, this is great. It's already Wednesday. You know, and you're like, wow, you know, it's already Wednesday. So it does. I mean, it gives you close to 2 weeks of joy per 3-day weekend. So that's why I wouldn't say make every weekend 3-day weekend, because then no, there's no joy to that. Okay? You know, it's really, really exciting when there's a 3-day weekend coming up. However, for us employers, it's a little nerve-wracking. Okay? I'm a doctor. And so a 3-day weekend for me is hell. Because you have patients that can't wait 3 full days, all right, for their lab results or for their medication, etc. So you have to, you know, either have staff work or you do it yourself. And since I have to be at my kid's game, my kid has an away game up in Utah, and I like to go because, you know, I'm a doctor and I think it's good to have a doctor around. You know, whenever, you know, kids are, you know, have games, et cetera, even though they have a great trainer. And, you know, some of these kids get hurt. I'm going. And I'm glad to go. I'm excited to go. But now we're talking, right, I'm going to be away from my office for about 6 days. So what am I doing? We're going to be open for a half day on Sunday just so I could get through some urgent labs and, you know, even though I'm going to be basically working by phone and fax anyway. And so, you know, for employers, I don't know how well they, you know, like, you know, being closed down. Because, I mean, you know, many of you guys on a 3-day weekend, you still want to go eat. You still want to go to a restaurant. You still want to go shopping. You like to catch up on things. So the rest of us still have to work. So for those of you guys thinking, all right, fine, everybody has a 3-day weekend. I mean, are you guys going to be okay with the city being closed? Most of you don't. Okay, Christmas time. A lot of you guys, you go to a movie or you go skiing on Christmas. You spend it with the family. You have dinner. But a lot of you guys that don't have a lot of family, you go somewhere. Well, somebody has to work on Christmas. I mean, I come from a, you know, Las Vegas. So we're a 24-hour town. So we just already have it in us that somebody has to be there to cover. So I always cover Christmas because it's easy, you know, and it allows me then to be off for New Year's, which I kind of prefer to be off on New Year's. Because of New Year's Eve. Not that I'm going into too much detail as to why I need New Year's Day off. So, you know, and another thing I also notice is how spoiled we get. Okay? You know, I cut my hours back a little bit. Okay? I used to not get home till about 8, 9 o'clock at night with my office. And then I started cutting it back where I would get home at 6, 7 at night. Okay? And lately, I've been getting home at 5:30. Well, am I overall happier? Am I overall having more energy? No. The last hour of the day, I'm already tired. Going, well, we're almost there, one more hour of the day. So what ends up happening is we start getting more and more, you know, used to what our work shift is. So, I mean, what, after 4-day work week, we're going to have to move down to 3-day work week, 2-day work week? You know, one thing we noticed from a psychological perspective was with the recession and a lot of people losing their jobs, when they went back to work, they had a much tough time handling that because they went from not working, you know, and being home and having their own schedule and sleeping in to when they finally got a job, having to get wake up at a certain time, fight traffic, get to work, leave, etc. You know, anytime I have a staff person that, you know, leaves on an extended period of time, when they come back, they have a real rough time. So I'm like, maybe we should try to do some part-time for you to ease you back, because this was your shift. You know, you had an 8-hour shift. Gosh, it seems so long. Well, that's what happened. So we end up getting spoiled. Now, on the flip side, what I would suggest to any of you guys about to retire, what I would suggest is the year or two before you go into retirement, you slowly start to bring your hours down. All right, there's a lot of people that go into retirement and they get depressed. They sleep too much. They get depressed. We find, from a medical standpoint, higher risk of stroke, heart disease. Working long hours can also give you stroke and heart disease, etc. But we see health start to worsen in people that go from 100 down to zero like that. And so I would recommend I would recommend a pre-retirement work schedule. Or, for those of you that feel like you're forced to retire too early, you get a, you know, 2-3-4 year buffer, okay, where you could work part-time hours and start getting your benefits. And I think that would help a lot with productivity. I think it would help a lot with health. And I just think it would work out a lot better. But, you know, for those of you trying to get back into a full-time schedule, you're having a tough time doing it. Teachers, we see teachers. A lot of teachers coming in stressed, needing assistance with that. Because, again, they went from the summer to back to school. A lot of them started coming back in August because they had to already start putting in full days. And going from zero to full days is not good. Now, another thing that I think a lot of us do that we need to address is our work hours consume our day so much that all our chores and all our busy work has to happen on the weekend. My weekends are busier than my work week. All right? All the reports I have to do, all the shopping I have to do, all the cleaning I have to do, all the catch-up, oh, my gosh, it's thrown on the weekend. So, like today, when I get home from work, yeah, I got to prep for my show and I work out and stuff like that, but it's a hell of a lot easier than my weekday. My weekend, I got so much to do. So maybe what we need to do is, you know, shift around. What I suggest that I think would help, all right, this is what I would suggest, is 2 days a week, okay, of your 5-day work week or 6-day work week, all right, give half days. And those half days get to be your catch-up stuff. Because a lot of us that are only off on the weekends, we really can't do any banking or anything anyway because it's closed. And on those half days or leaving a little bit early, that's when you could get stuff done. And I got to tell you, I think that does a lot more for psyche than just having somebody work all the way or do the whole 3-day weekend thing. All right? Now, for those of you guys who can't find work, all right, I suggest you do work from home. We've talked about this, and we're going to revisit this. What type of jobs can you do from home where you can make money and keep busy? But a lot of people that I have, they go, I just can't go back to work. I can't handle the stress. I got back pain. I got bowel issues. I've been home. All of a sudden, now I have to show up to work, and I just don't get any free time. Then we need to find jobs where you work from home. And luckily, that industry is booming, or not industry, it's growing, because now that computers have taken over so many jobs, you have means to work on a computer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Find now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Can you imagine your boss at work going, all right, everybody take a nap? Remember in kindergarten when I have to take a nap? And we're like, no, I couldn't stand nap time in school. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Welcome back. I would be like, no, I don't. And it wasn't that I was hyperactive. I mean, I was. But I'm like, why am I wasting time sleeping? I mean, I could be coloring. I remember doing something called black magic. It wasn't a drug in kindergarten. It was, I went to Oso Elementary in Woodland Hills, California. And I remember they did something where it was with paint or whatever, and it was black, and you saw all the iridescent colors. I'm like, I could do that. And then, you know, for snack, I remember getting cookies and chocolate milk. That was when sugar was okay. And, you know, you learned your ABCs, and we had to take a nap. Now I would give anything for a legislated nap. But it's not legislated by any means. But a study has come out of Greece looking at how a nap a day could keep the heart attack away. And it would be a midday nap, like at noon. Now, I know some of you guys, you wake up at 10, 11, so that really wouldn't work for you. But for the rest of us, I wake up at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, midday would come up being noon. Experts in Athens, Greece, say people should follow in the footsteps of Winston Churchill and Margaret Thatcher. Why? Because they took siestas. The research was presented at the European Society of Cardiology Conference in London, and it revealed how an hour or more of sleep cuts the need for blood pressure medications. Apparently Winston Churchill said that nature had not intended for man to work from 8 a.m. until midnight without that refreshment of blessed oblivion in the middle of the day. Was he talking about a nap or drugs? So anyway, a cardiologist, Dr. Kallis Stratos, cardiologist from Asklepion Voula General Hospital in Athens, led the study. I would have signed up for that study. Yeah, give me a pillow and Blakey. I'll take a nap. Absolutely. And I guess what they did is they affirmed that rather than working all day long, taking a nap not only helps lower your blood pressure immediately, but also lowers your blood pressure even later. Winston Churchill said we must sleep sometime between lunch and dinner. Margaret Thatcher, I guess, didn't want to be disturbed around 3 p.m. I don't know much about Ronald Reagan and his nap time. Apparently, naps are a lot more talked about in Europe than they are here. And this study came from Greece, so we don't really have a lot of, you know, is President Obama taking a nap? Did President Bush take a nap? All I know is somebody was taking a nap when the economy tanked. So I don't know what the hell was going on there. All right, so the study looked at about 400 people who had high blood pressure and were age 61 on average. So they looked at men and women, I think 200 men, 186 women. All right, and then they adjusted for other health factors, and they found that a 4% lower blood reading when they were awake occurred if they slept for an hour, and a 6% lower blood reading when they went to bed at night later. So it had long-lasting effects, and that was compared to people who did not take a nap. The researchers said that the reductions might have looked low. Even modest reductions could cut the risk of cardiovascular events. So let's say you have a 2 millimeter mercury drop in your blood pressure, okay? That's enough to prevent heart attack and stroke by 10%. The findings from the study also suggested that midday nappers experience less damage from high blood pressure in the arteries and heart. So their study shows that not only a midday sleep associated with lower blood pressure, but longer sleeps are even more beneficial. I guess they found an hour was good. Longer can make you kind of groggy. And again, your clients are going to be out there upset. I mean, I took a 3-hour nap yesterday. It ruined the day. I mean, can you imagine? I would have been fired. Okay, I mean, you know, who would hire me, you know, having not, you know, opened up shop? So, you know, while we're talking about Labor Day weekend and cutting our days down to, 3 days a week or 4 days a week of work, what about adding nap time? Now, I know some of you out there who are in management is like, okay, I've been listening now to Dr. Dahlia for 2 years. And she's suggesting that while we're at work, we get exercise. While we're at work, we do stretches and yoga. While we're at work, we take a nap. While we're at work, we eat frequent meals. When the hell are people going to actually work? Well, you got a good point. Okay? You know, I mean, our bodies were not designed to wake up, sit in an office for a day, okay, and be healthy. Our bodies were designed to sprinkle in work and rest all day. All right? I mean, maybe what we need to do is have longer work days, but in the middle of the work day is your gym workout, right? Or you have eating times at 6, 10, 2, and 6. Why do we have 3 meals of the day? Why aren't we cutting it into 4 smaller ones? Why is exercise only at 5 in the morning before you have to rush to work? Why is it exercise in the middle of your day? And I mean, maybe that's the way we're going to later progress, where people can take a nap, people can, you know, working from home, and we're going to be talking about some jobs that you could do while working from home. You know, maybe those people are doing it right. We don't have a lot of data on people who work from home and their income and their health statistics, but it would be interesting to see. A lot of people think that if you work from home, you're not working enough, okay, because you're watching TV, you're catching up on soap operas, you're taking a nap, you're in the bathroom, you're Facebooking. But the truth of the matter is a lot of us, when we work from home, we get a lot of work done. And, I mean, you know, we're, unfortunately, a lot of our pay base is, like, hourly. Okay, well, you know, you have to put this hour in, this hour in, this hour then. And what if, for some jobs, I want to work in my field, because when patients are sick, how do you have somebody work from home? But, you know, for a lot of jobs, okay, you need this task done. So we pay per task. And whenever you get that task done, you get paid. Okay? If and you know, more task related. I don't know. I mean, again, every job is different. But I gotta tell you, if we're gonna live longer and be healthier and stave off dementia and lower health costs by just tweaking the way we do our work day, I think that would be great. I love the idea of a gym, you know, at work. You know, some people are like, well, no, because at a gym, then, you know, I get sweaty and I have to shower. Well, then fine. Have a 2-hour lunch break. Have a 2-hour lunch break. That's fine. Maybe your shift go from 7 to 5, but you get a lunch break, you get to have your smoothies, you get a couple breaks in between. I wonder what the productivity would look like, rather than 8 to 5 or 9 to 5. You always wonder. You know, people assume, well, you know, we got enough time, you know, before our shift or after our shift to do what we need to. Apparently we don't, because there's all these studies saying people aren't sleeping long enough, especially during their work days or work weeks. So here you are, you're waking up at 5, 6 o'clock, trying to sneak a workout in, all right? Then you're getting showered and shaved and going to work. You're in traffic for about an hour. You go to work. You finish work at about 5, 5:30, 6 o'clock. You're in traffic for about another hour. Then you got to, you know, cook dinner. You got to deal with the kids' homework. Then you try to have an hour or two of relaxation time. It's already midnight, and you're waking up at 5 the next day. We need to change it up, and I'm not sure what the best way to do that is, all right? Especially since minimum wage is going up. So if employers are going to have to pay $15 an hour for employee, they're going to want to make sure they're getting that $15 worth. And so you're not really going to be getting to, you know, get paid to go and work out at the gym. So I don't know. It was an interesting study. For those of you that ever want to, you know, see some of these studies or my take on it, I write for Epoch Times. It's Jerry Doyle's website. You could read the articles whenever you want, and go to Epoch Times and find me, Dr. Dahlia. And pretty interesting, cool stuff. So I wrote my piece on this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the best work-at-home jobs. We're also going to talk about some of the most expensive places to raise a family. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.